But first up today, well, issues, good arguments and well-thought-out wish lists. That's what the farm lobby should take to the new federal parliament in early May, and they should forget about the politics and links to political parties. That's the advice from former independent Tony Windsor, the independent federal member for New England for a long time and also a grain producer currently still in northern New South Wales, says independents will hold significant power even if it isn't a hung parliament. He says when groups like New South Wales Farmers or the NFF are beholden to a political party, they're actually largely ignored, so policy positions should be based on real issues like improving telecommunications, road and infrastructure and climate change and food production. He says not around political positions or favouritism. He made these comments last night at a grain producers webinar forum that was moderated by Tim Shaw.
Prior to going into Parliament, I was involved in farming. I come from a family farmer. My father was killed on a tractor when I was eight. My mother kept the place together, three boys to raise. Father didn't leave a will, all those sort of consequences back in those days. But anyway, we ended up farming. I was a member of New South Wales Farmers. I was on the Grains Council as a New South Wales Farmers Delegate prior to 1991, and we're currently farming now. We farm, we crop probably, I think, something like 22,000 acres and a few cattle running around, but run by our elder son, and now other children are on smaller farms as well. So I've been involved in agriculture all my life. I think I can claim, and maybe someone else will claim it, that having the longest paddock of no-till farming, probably in Australia, which I think it's in its 47th year. I've had a lucky life in a lot of ways. Some would say losing your father early doesn't mean you're lucky, but I've enjoyed the jobs that I've done. You know, I loved farming. I really enjoyed politics, both state and federal. The 2010 experience, there was one where all you had to do really was get to work. You know, we were elected to represent a constituency with the job, but it was a very interesting time. There were a lot of intense media, you know, the News Limited and some of the other idiots that were involved at the time trying to create this sort of chaotic, unstable view that the parliament would collapse, it wouldn't last long. Tony Abbott perpetuated that a bit. And regrettably, I think the farm organisations fell into the trap. But one of the things that did do, and it may happen after the election, where I think we may have a hung parliament, it'll either be Labor by a slim margin or a minority government. Well, one of the issues that looked at was fly in, fly out. Another one was the Murray-Darling Basin plan, et cetera. And that committee process, in my view, led to a plan. A lot of people don't agree with it, but that's fair enough. But I think you've got to have some sort of plan in terms of the biggest river system in the nation from an ag perspective. Only take serious issues to people. Don't take frivolous political issues to them. But if you're serious about an issue, you will get a lot of people who have greater expertise than you actually getting in touch with you. So you develop a network of people that don't want to play the politics, that actually want to be involved in addressing a specific issue and getting an outcome from it. I'm a great fan of Helen Haynes, for instance. I think she's a great parliamentarian from a rural perspective as well as a parliamentarian, that she's just a good member of parliament, and hopefully she'll be re-elected. I don't think we've seen a parliament with independents or outsiders to the major parties with the expertise that these people have had. I've never seen someone like David Pocock come to grips with the political process, and the same applies to Zoe Danielson, Meg Ryan, Kate Cheney, etc. These people have come to grips with what being in Parliament is about and actually being able to make contributions virtually from day one. You know, everybody's sort of, oh, it's going to be a hung parliament, it's going to be a hung parliament. It may or it may not. My guess is it probably will be. But irrespective of that, the Senate is going to be a hung parliament anyway. Anything that gets through the lower house will have to get through the Senate. if there's a majority government, I'd still, from an agricultural perspective, be developing relationships with those in the that are in the Senate, because that's where a lot of the legislation will be modified, amended, or changed, or thrown out. Stay logical. Flesh out what you want to actually talk about. Forget about the bullshit and the politics that someone tells you down the road, or the local member said, oh, yeah, you want to be doing this. Don't become captured by the political process. And one of my grievances with agricultural representation, particularly the National Farmers Federation, is that it has, over the decades, become captured. It was actually taken for granted, and in a lot of cases laughed at by both sides of Parliament. You know, the Labor Party didn't pay much attention to them, and the Liberal and National parties didn't either. They paid them lip service, but didn't pay much attention to what they had to say. So that's the worst sort of representation. And they were captured. There's no doubt about that. If you go back to the days of the third tranche of Telstra, the sale, you know, I remember standing not far from Peter Corrige, who was the president of NFF at the time, when he made this proclamation that John Howard had just told him that the equity of access to telecommunications, both in price and service levels, would be enshrined in legislation. Enshrined in legislation, that's pretty solid stuff. Nothing happened. Nothing happened. So, and even today, we're still, people out there are still battling to get communication services that should have been put on years ago. The NBN was similar. The game was played. You know, if there's, in my view, if there's ever been two issues where politics shouldn't have entered into, it was the NBN and climate change. Now, I know there'll be farmers out there saying, oh, bloody climate change, why are they going to close us down? It's the Russians or someone else. We and my family, and my three children are all in Africa. And my nephews and nieces are in agriculture. We are the potential victims, first on the line in terms of the risks associated with dramatic weather events. And for people to still be out there doubting the science on this sort of stuff and being captured by the politics, Gina Reinhart or whoever, Murdoch, or those people, think it's best that we just stall the place. You know, I think it's a very sad thing. I think, you know, we've got to recognise some of the scientific realities and actually try and address those. And agriculture should be a very important part of, be an ingredient in terms of the solutions. Well, look at the development of no-till farming, for instance, over here. Look at some of the robot technology in terms of agriculture now. We've got one of these things running around with a spot sprayer on it. One of the things we need to reposition ourselves is a global player again. You know, what we've done in terms of black soil farming in terms of Africa, for instance, and Ukraine, quite phenomenal. And I don't think we credit those people with trying to address extreme weather events, climatic events that have been commonplace in, you know, the Sudan and other parts of Malawi and wherever. there's real potential there for agriculture to grow in that direction as well. Food production, you know, science, technology, those people you talk about, they're the ones that should be promoting that. One of the things I'd suggest, you don't have to pay attention to me, but I'd be treating these people, irrespective of whether it's in Parliament or not, a lot of them will be in the Parliament, and they won't have a day-to-day living experience of agriculture. And that's not a bad thing, but they will have logical brains. And those ladies, women you mentioned earlier, they're smart women. Then they're not going to get bluffed with the, you know, dodgy politics. They are the ones that I'd be actually targeting to look at the positives of agriculture, and whilst doing that, you know, educate them and the very positive things that do happen. There will be issues that will come up. But I did a similar thing with the NFF in 2010. In fact, I had two meetings. The board went down, sat down and said, well, we've got a hung parliament. And there have been some suggestions in terms of the climate change, the emissions trading scheme and whatever else. I said, I'm here to listen to what what do you want to do? Give me a piece of paper. Give me something. Nothing. Nothing. They had already been captured by the political process. Abbott and Co. and others had said, this thing won't last. This hung parliament won't last. It'll be gone within 3 months. And if you guys have anything, people have told me this, they're absolutely threatened. If you guys have anything to do with these idiots, when we get it back into power, you'll be ruled out of the game. Country people have suffered because they've stayed loyal to people who have never done anything for them. That's the reality of the political. Loyalty in politics is never rewarded. The safe seats don't get anything. The marginal seats get attention. You're going to see it played out with Alex Dyson and in Wanham, for instance. If there is a hung parliament and there's a number of more independents get into the poll, people will judge their performance. And so they should. And if they're not doing the job, they get rid of them. But it's a breath of fresh air coming down the corridor in terms of our political debate.
Tony Windsor is a former independent federal member for New England and a grain producer currently in northern New South Wales, and his family is too, as he was just saying there. And you might have some comments on what he was saying. 0467 922 684. He says that even if it's not a hung parliament, that the independents will have a lot of power. And he says there should be a strong wish list put out there. And politics should be ignored. Look at the issues, he says. Improving telecommunications, road and infrastructure, climate change and food production. That's what the farm lobby should be doing, and they should be targeting some of those independents who, he says, will have a lot of power. So that's some of the issues he's talking about there. And we've got a few texts coming through.